you're on.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back. We are back with Freed on Business, and as always, the first Thursday of the month brings us our CCIM voice, and a high five to Frank Rodriguez for putting that title out there. I really enjoy it, and it's one we're going to embrace and use. This week's CCIM voice is Jose Maria Serrano, CCIM. He's the owner-broker of New Miami Realty. He's with the Miami Association of Realtors, RPAC chairman. He's also the Commercial Realtor of the Year in 2013. I guess that they gave you that because you did some deals.
And not only they gave me that for doing some deals, they gave me that for giving back to the community and working with other realtors. Well, and the Miami Association was in our family, CCIM family.
Well, that's what it's all about. Wanda's cheering you. Wanda's giving you a high five for
Thank
that.
Thank you, Wanda.
Now, Jose, let's talk a little bit about the CCIM, New Miami Realty Independent Office.
Yes, it's an independent office. We own it with my brother. We've been in business for 15 years. And we got into the business just because we got a license. And then after we got the license, we decided, what are we going to do with this license? And then we got some friends and started doing some deals. And everything that we did became a commercial deal more than residential deal. So we decided not to go into the painting and the colors and the walls and how beautiful it is and the schooling, but also mostly in the what the returns are, how people are investing, how people want to do this. And we did a lot of land deals in Calle Ocho back in the days. And we were recognized, then we'd make some mistakes like everybody else, and we're here.
Well, it sounds to me like the real reason you joined and got your CCIM is because it helped you break through and get away from the people that were worried about what color the drapes were and get you talking to business people doing commercial deals. Although, if you're doing some lease representation, you may have to talk about drapes.
Yes. Not only that, but also I tell you, one of the biggest things that I found in CCIM is the education. But why the education? I'm an instructor, Florida instructor, and instructor of Florida realtors too. And one of the things that I always think is that when you are educating yourself, you don't need to just learn the skills of the trade, but how to explain them in their layman terms so that people can understand them. It's not because people are dumb or people don't want to understand. It is just how you do it. And how you explain a cap rate or internal rate of return, what does it mean for you? And that's what CCIM gave me.
Yeah, you see, the most important thing is, and we live here in Miami where we'll all just call it multilingual, is that real estate is all about the language. The most difficult and important part of real estate is learning the language. When I have a young person that starts with me in my firm, I always tell them the first thing that they need to learn is the terminology, because you can say one thing and it means one thing to one person and another thing to another person. So you really need to understand the terminology, and I guess that's what you're talking about.
Yes, exactly. That's what I'm talking about. You cannot say just CNBCs or whatever it is, whatever term that you use. If you don't explain it, maybe somebody's taking it wrongly. Maybe somebody's taking it on the wrong way.
So you found then that CCIM helps you build your business.
Yes, it helped me a lot to build my business by giving me a playing field to work with the big guys in the market, not only by the education, but also by the networking. Now I can talk to a lot of people that I was not able to reach in the past by being an independent broker without the CCIM.
One of the things that I love about the CCIMs, and you touched about it, is being part of that network, because the CCIMs, they have, I don't want to say internal pocket deals, but there are certain websites that the CCIMs have that you can go to that you can trade ideas and trade deals. And I've always found that to be a great advantage of being a CCIM.
Yeah, one of the good things about CCIM is that we are an open family. So like in our board of directors, it is open for anybody to come. But yes, those deals are there. And yes, you're going to work with people that talk the same language. And to say the same language, I'm very happy to be able to talk to people who understand my same language. But if they don't get it, or if they don't understand it, I'm very happy to explain it to them. And that's what CCIM gives you.
Now, we've talked a little bit about the CCIM. Let's talk just for a couple minutes about how you see the market. What do you think is going on in the market? And I'm not talking condos or commercial. I'm just talking in general. What's your feeling? What's your finger on the pulse tell you?
Well, my finger on the pulse is I've been reading a lot in this couple of days because a lot of news have come in the the news feed lately. One of the things that I see is that even though unemployment is very low, interest rates are low, a lot of things are trading. Banks are begging us to do deals. So the market is hot. But are they good deals in the market? That's what is very difficult to analyze right now, because there are some properties in the market that are not giving you the returns that people are looking for.
So, but you said to me the key word in what you said was analyze. And I'm going to go back to the CCIM, because the CCIM gives you that briefcase of tools so that you can analyze the deal and tell people what's good and what may not really fit their desires.
The tools that we have are the best tools in the market, really, because once you put your numbers, you fit your numbers in our technology, in our tools, there's going to be something that you can really explain to people and that you can really give good ideas of how you are going to invest, because we're not telling people you have to invest in that. This is what we're giving you, is this is the direction the market is going, and this is the direction where our projections are going to be on the market. So those tools are very important for us to be able to analyze and be able to understand the market and make people understand the market.
Now, I want to talk just for about a minute. We only got a couple minutes left. I want to talk about your role and your relationship with the Miami Board of Realtors, Miami Association of Realtors. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, I've been a member of the Miami Association of Realtors for a very long time. I was on the Board of Governors for like 4 years. And right now I'm the ARPAC chairman. What's ARPAC? Is our real is our political ARP of the association. What do we do is we defend our business. We defend the way of conducting business. A couple of things that had happened in the past few months is sales on leases, on commercial leases, sales tax on commercial leases. Well, one of the things that we're the only state in the nation that still have it. And we've been fighting for this. The other thing that just happened is the 1031 exchanges. It's a little bit in depth, but we're defending the 1031 exchange so you have more money to be able to do your investments and pay less taxes, or not pay the taxes now, just defer the taxes. So talk to a CCIM, call them, or call one of us. You can go to flccim.com. And find one of us, and we will be able to talk about all these things and more detail. I know the time in radio is very quick. I was prepared for like 2 hours of talking, and I'm realizing that we're running out of time.
Well, then how do people find you if they want to hear about the other thoughts that you had to share?
Listen, the best way to contact me is to call me at my cell number, 305-283-0492.
Hold on. Go slower. Because remember, we've got Jets fans out there listening too.
Okay, it is 305-283-0492. Or you can go to my website. It's very easy, www.newmiamirealty.com. That's N-E-W MiamiRealty.com.
Now, you like how I didn't say Mets fans, right?
Yeah. It changed a little bit.
All right. Well, listen, I really appreciate having you here on the show. We really love having the CCIMs. They provide a public service to our listening audience. They provide a business service to the community. And like you said, part of it's all about being part of their social network and their business network. I want to thank you so much, Jose Serrano, for coming in today and giving us your feedback and input on what a CCIM can do for somebody in the real estate business.